This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America tonight. Russian hacks. GOP groups hacked off about it. U.S. intelligence believes that's what happened. Some are commenting. Some are holding their tongue. The president not thrilled, the president-elect, about the conversation. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America tonight. They say there's evidence that in entities connected to the government were bankrolling troll farms that spread fake news about Hillary Clinton. Investigators found digital footprints of people tied to the Russian government who had been on intelligence agencies' radar before and acknowledged when the intelligence agency put out a public statement in October that was acknowledged that that was going on. So a few people reacted and a few decided they wouldn't really react to it. It just depends on who was asked about it. Mitch McConnell is backing the Russian hacking investigation. Senator King says Trump shouldn't blow off. In the meantime, he says he shouldn't blow off Clapper because, you know, now it's about who's who and all the King's men and where are they going. So people who are already ensconced in certain positions, I love that word, ensconced, are they going to get booted? Or do a few of them get to hang on? Do they get to stay? And would Clapper be one of those people? I'm going to say very doubtful that we would see that. I think you're going to see just a re-rack of and rework of really every position that's out there because of the new administration, unless there's just a few that might hang around. But I think it's incredibly doubtful that we'll see that. And then there's the polls that are out there that are trying to rate Obama and his place in history. And pretty much it's split how history, I don't know, who knows how history views him. But this poll from McClatchy says that some find him a great president, but plenty find him the worst. So it's kind of 50-50. Doesn't matter that the approval numbers are at the all-time high. It's certainly not translating into a comfortable place in history. Let's put it that way. He is a polarizing figure, as they say. Let's go to Creme de la Creme. Hello.
Hey, Kate. Hope you had a good weekend.
I did. Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. But,
little things I've heard about going back in history a little bit. This is kind of the anniversary where the KGB released a lot of their documents. And one of the documents cited that Kennedy, Senator Kennedy, one of his advisors went over and talked to another advisor of the Russian, I think, what was his name, Gorbachev?
Uh-huh.
President, about having Reagan defeated in the election because he was nothing more than a gunslinger, and to have him hold the button of a nuclear warhead would be a bad deal. Another thing in history that occurred today is Clinton, the prosecutors charged him for lying about the Monica Lewinsky affair.
Wow.
Boy, aren't they saints?
No kidding.
But that's not what I really wanted to call you about. I really wanted to call you about is these cop shootings. I heard a good interview with a sheriff in Wisconsin. I tried my best to remember his name. But anyhow, he's trying to call for at least pass a federal law that these people be charged with capital murder, you know, that are ambushing these cops. You know, to kill. I mean, just because you and I both have personal feelings about this.
Yeah, you're talking about the. I know what you're talking about. You're talking about David Clark, since
DC, but I couldn't remember his name.
Now you got it. It's because the deputy was shot and killed, and then there we go again. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. We'll get him on the show.
Yeah, you need to get him.
I feel passionate about that. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he was and personally, because you know he went pretty much in depth, and he explains that the training's the problem ever since Attorney General. What's his name in Chicago now? Obama's first Attorney General. He's in Chicago, and he's totally against. You know, he wants to ban guns, implemented training programs to be more appeasing. Basically,
yeah.
You know, the cops are being trained. They're not getting the tactical training to
protect
themselves.
You're right.
And they implemented, and this is under Obama. I still want to get him impeached, Kate.
Yeah, it's not happening.
I'll be honest with you.
It's not happening.
The percentage, last time I mentioned it, it was about, I heard 60, and it's jumped up to 67% now.
Yeah, no
increase.
Way.
Increase.
Mm-hmm.
This is getting ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, if it was me, I'd make it a public hanging and air it where everybody'd see it.
Well, it's not happening. We got to fly because we got Dan and we're backed up, creme de la creme. Not happening on the impeachment. Forget about that. We have 30-some days, whatever. It's just a question of where does he fall in history. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Hello. Okay, here we go. I think Obama is the greatest president that Kenya has ever produced.
You are awful. Yes, right.
Well,
you're terrible.
He's the most famous Kenya ever to come out of Africa.
Look, even Trump backed down off of that. Come on now.
No, Trump did it to stay in the game as president. He didn't want the news media all over him. Oh, he even denies it. So that's why he did that. But you know that I'm telling the truth on this. I mean, his birth certificate that he presented had the name change of supposedly when he was born, and they didn't do that until 2 years older after he was supposedly born, to make that name change on the hospital there in Honolulu, where he claims he was born. They brought him over here from Africa. 3 days after he was born, he's on a plane headed for the United States. Boom, that's it, baby. And, you know, he's an African. He's a Kenyan. And all this other bullhockey is just lies.
Lies. I like how you said it. Lies.
Lies.
What else is on your mind?
Anyway, I had a wonderful weekend. I won't tell you what I did, but because it's risque. But I had fun, and I'm a happy camper and all that good type stuff. I'll be good for another week or two.
I love that. I'll be good for another week or two. Oh, you crack me up, Dan.
Listen, I don't have any jokes for you, but I will try to find some in the very near future.
Find some.
And I'll be in touch.
All right, Dan. His jokes are good. They are. I was talking about this, most of them. I was talking about this to someone the other day. How many of you are good joke tellers? Think about that. We're gonna focus on some levity, a little bit of levity anyway. We're gonna throw that into our next show. Easy for me to say, throw that into our next show, along with Nail the Score. Hey, hang with us.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you
so very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to worry.
What's
my father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace.
I really better be in a scurry.
Beautiful, please come.
Maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I'm
the neighbors might think.
Maybe it's bad out there.
Say what's in this drink.
Once again, no surprise to me, but the mailbag is full, full, full. So thank you very much. And thanks for hanging with us here on ATN with me, Kate Delaney. Let's dive right into it. And this first one is from Joey, who says, Kate, I think I've told you this before, but I really love America Tonight. Hats off to you, Nathan and Daniel, and anyone else who helps you on your show. I enjoy it because it's not the same old, same old. You keep cracking at it, girly, and before you know it, we'll be talking about you even on a much bigger scale. I had to throw that in there, right? But Joey does have, trust me, there's as much criticism as there is praise. Joey does throw this in. I don't know if you know it, but the winter storm over the weekend was brutal, and thanks to the winter storm, a ton of flights were canceled. I do know it because I was one of those people that got dumped on, so to speak. It went through the Great Lakes and in the Midwest, and you had 1,400 flights that were canceled in all Sunday in Chicago and Detroit. I read a story where a plane slid off the runway into the grass and into the snow. So not a great feeling when you're on the plane. I don't care if you think, you know, it's just you're already stopped and you're just kind of rolling slow. It's got to be kind of freaky. So they're saying there could be 3 to 6 inches of snow from the Great Lakes to New York and central and northern New England. And even a higher amount, up to a foot, expected in some portions, I guess, of the Northeast. You know, it's great if it was Christmas. Wouldn't it be good if it was Christmas? You know, that whole thing about I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. But, oh, my gosh, it is just brutal when you're stuck somewhere. You don't think about that. But even on Saturday, there was like 100 people that were on a train that were stranded in the cold and dark because you had a power line that tumbled onto the tracks because of an ice storm in Portland. And so they were stuck. I mean, firefighters could only, you know, they could rescue them when it was safe, so they had to do what they had to do. But Chicago's O'Hare International got smashed the worst. So they had all those flights that were canceled, 1,200 specifically there, and then 200 on Monday. So then, you know, that's what happens. You have to re-rack all those people, and it's part of the deal. It's a crazy thing when you travel. I have a lot of friends that travel for their livelihood, and you don't always think about that when you're just traveling rather. Occasionally, you know, we're not as seasoned, as I found out over the weekend, as everybody else, and what happens when it cancels and where are you going and all that kind of stuff. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Wendy, and Wendy says, Kate, I was watching the TV news, a rare deal, the other day, and I saw that, of course, as you say, we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. I saw that over the weekend there was a whole bunch of terrorist activity in some pretty big areas, and it does remind me of what you say about living in the United States, that there were a couple of bombs. There was one, I think, in Istanbul. I saw some pictures of that, and there were some people that were at a soccer game that were kind of in that area, and I'm wondering if how many people were killed there. Yeah, there was two bombs, I guess, about 44 people. It's interesting that you bring that up, Wendy, because I had just looked at that myself, and 150 people were wounded, and I thought, you know what I thought? I thought of my family, my nephews and nieces who play soccer, rather, and they love to go to soccer matches. I mean, that's like a huge present for them, and so they're the kind of people that if this was happening in the United States, they could be in those situations. And, you know, so they're talking about problems in, you know, it was near a stadium, Istanbul Stadium there, and Turkey used to be such a great country and so safe, or pretty safe anyway, relatively safe to go there. Now, you don't know what's going to happen. They say the situation makes it worse for Kurds in Turkey, and, you know, it's terrible, and they're trying to have these emergency laws to close down pro-Kurdish media outlets, and it's dismissed or suspended 11,000 teachers over connections to a certain faction, the Kurdish Workers Party, and so this is reaction to that. So obviously there's clashes and there's problems as well. And then in Cairo, I guess, there was at a mass, an Orthodox cathedral, a bomb went through a section of the church, and it killed 25 people and injured a bunch of others as well. And so I saw the pictures of the church, and that was, you know, pretty terrible. All right, this one, as we move along, is from Christopher, and Christopher says, Hi, Kate, I'm wondering what you thought of the games over the weekend. How about those Dallas Cowboys losing to the New York Giants? I'm a huge Giants fan. I have a feeling a lot of people in your audience are Cowboy fans. Well, I think there are Cowboy fans, but I think there are fans of some of the other teams out there as well. Denver Broncos, also fans of Cincinnati Bengals, fans of Philadelphia Eagles, fans of Tampa Bay, they're on fire. Yeah, that was a rare miss. It was a defensive game, and I thought it was kind of a boring game. I thought we were going to see, with both defenses, I thought we were going to see a much more high-scoring game. Instead, the Giants beat the Dallas Cowboys 10-7, but it was a defensive struggle, and that's what it was. So, yeah, unusual for Dak Prescott. Probably good for Dak Prescott, however, because he needs to be tested, and that's a good thing. You don't want to go into the playoffs with this rookie quarterback who's on fire and thinks he's invincible. I don't know that he thinks he's invincible, but you don't want him to, you want him to struggle a little bit so he knows what that's like, frankly. All right, how about from Frank, who says, Kate, I've been listening to the show for a while. I know that you talk about military things. Did you see that Israel's going to get its F-35 fighter jets? Yeah, I saw that that they're going to get 50 F-35 Lightning fighter jets specifically, and that's something, I got to say. Yes, we have talked about that before in the past, and so now it's just like that whole delivery thing. I was just watching an interview with Benjamin Netanyahu on 60 Minutes with Leslie Stahl, talking about the Palestinians, talking about relationships with the president. It was pretty interesting. When you think of Israel and where their state is now, I guess, in the world, I'll put it that way, and especially when we have a presidential switch, which we go from Obama, who didn't have a great relationship with Netanyahu, to President-elect Donald Trump. All right, how about this? This is a wild one, and it's just kind of a curveball that I got from Ellie, who says, Kate, I know you've talked about parenting issues before on the show, and I just wanted to bring awareness to what American Express is doing. A friend of mine works for them, and I think that this is a story that people are talking about anyway, and that they're going to give paid parental leave for mothers and fathers for 20 weeks at full pay. That's amazing. I don't know that there's any other company in the United States of America, anyway, they do it in other places, that you would get that much paid leave. I know. I did see a thing on that, and they're starting in January. So 20 weeks, you're right, 20 weeks full pay. Then they get another 6 to 8 weeks for women who give birth and have to have medical leave. And they're giving full and part-time employees who have worked at, if you're a full-time or even a part-time employee at Amex, as long as you're there for a year, because that shows, you know, staying power, guess what? Then you are eligible for that. I mean, that's awesome. It is awesome. And I guess anybody who wants to have a child to adopt or for surrogacy, they say, you for up to two kids, they're also giving $35,000. Man, that is huge. I mean, that's a huge turn in a company's, how do I say it, culture. It's in their culture. I mean, just absolutely amazing. I know there are other people that do similar things. Like someone was telling me Etsy, they do 26 weeks of paid parental leave during the first 2 years of a child's life, but that's pretty well. Anyway, thanks for all of the, very different, all these emails. Thanks for all the emails. You can send me your thoughts at americatonight.net.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Of We Can Count, and boy, do I have numbers for you. Okay, here's some of the interesting numbers that I dug up. Under Armour signed a 10-year deal to make uniforms for Major League Baseball, its first contract with a pro sports league. Under Armour has just exploded. It's going to split the cost and whatever the proceeds are with Fanatics, which is a retailer that specializes in sports merchandise. So that's big for Under Armour and probably big for Fanatics too as well. All right, let's leap to an even bigger number. How about this? Shares in Credit Suisse rose after the CEO pledged to cut an additional $1 billion in expenses. I'm going to cut $1 billion in expenses. Speaking of billions, how about this? Liberty Mutual will buy shares from a Chinese conglomerate to the tune of $3 billion. Anybody listening to me is like, oh, that's just another deal. But I think when you say $3 billion of Ironshore is what it is from this Chinese conglomerate that I mentioned, I'd say that's a pretty juicy number, let's put it that. How about this? U.S. factory orders rose in October at their latest pace, in or their biggest pace in 15 months. You know what that was? 2.7%. Yeah, 2.7%. Here's a sad number, and we talk about the situation of murders in Chicago and, you know, how they keep shooting up. That number is a staggering number. Would you be surprised if I told you Chicago's 2016 murder total is already the highest since 19, 701. Wow. That's sad. And as much as they work on it, it doesn't seem to change that number. The U.S. Supreme Court reversed an almost $400 million verdict against Samsung for infringing on Apple's iPhone patents and sent the case back to the appeals court to figure out what the correct damages should be. So how about that $400 million verdict against Samsung? You know, people forget about it. With IP and patents, there's a ton of suing and back and forth, especially in the technology business, and there's a prime example of that. They have lawyers on speed dial. This is just the cost of doing, it's just really, honestly, it's just the cost of doing business. All right, let's leap to something else. How about this? Boy, oh boy, the winter storm canceled 1,400 flights. It was particularly prickly, I'll say, in Chicago. If you were going through Chicago, Chicago O'Hare, you were lucky if you got through. Over the weekend, they canceled 1,200 flights and then canceled more on Monday. They're saying that more snowfall is expected, and it was just too thick. You know, they couldn't land or have the planes take off because of the weather. Again, it was too dangerous. And then there was a plane that skidded off the runway, and this was a 274 Delta flight that was in the process of turning off the runway onto a taxi runway. When it left the runway, went into the grass, into the snow. People on the plane say they weren't exactly sure it was happening. It landed, and it was just a very strange feeling. It just slid off the runway when they landed in the grass, and they were stuck. And, you know, because we have iPhones, people were taking iPhone pictures, and you saw people get off the plane, the tail of the plane, and walk off the plane. You know, it kind of reminds you, how you dress for that flight, right? I mean, they had to do it, and there's a pretty thick walk that they had to do when they got off that plane. So, very similar to the polar vortex. That's why they had that. I mean, that's why they had the flights canceled, especially, like I said, Chicago just got the 1-2 punch. Just absolutely brutal what happened there. And then, how about this? You know, we talk about struggling. People talk about struggling, getting in shape. You know, we've talked about on the show, running, eating better, all that stuff. And I was shocked to learn, somebody sent me a link to this story, that the world's, believed to be the world's heaviest woman, Iman Ahmed from Egypt, they say, weighs 1,102 pounds. And they say, her family says, she's barely left her bedroom in over 2 decades. She's unable to move or communicate. She spends her days trapped inside her family home, staring at the ceiling. A stroke a couple years ago impaired, of course, her speech. That's why no communication and mobility. So the last couple of years, pretty brutal. There was a social media campaign that was initiated so that she could undergo surgery. They set up a fund, and they're going to fly her from Egypt to India, and they're going to do surgery on her to reduce her, they say, to reduce her weight to below 220 pounds. Operation, a couple of procedures, I guess, that you have to do. I mean, she is a living bombshell. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, the world's heaviest living woman is Pauline Potter from the United States, who weighs 643 pounds. So think about that. You heard the number I said at the top. That 1,102 pounds. Wow. I mean, there's just no, you would have to have surgery. So they raised funds so they could fly her. I think that's awesome that people did that. They could fly her to this doctor who said he would perform the surgery, and apparently that's what's going to happen to reduce her to a way different level, obviously. All right, let's move to this one. When we talk about numbers, this is a sad story. You know, we talk about, I mentioned the murder number in Chicago, and this started out as a traffic dispute and ended up into the shooting death of a former NFL star. Now this guy who pulled the trigger could face up to 40 years in prison. His name is Cardell Hayes, and he was found guilty of manslaughter and attempted manslaughter. A jury found him guilty of the April shooting of former New Orleans Saints defensive end Will Smith. Hayes was also found guilty of attempted manslaughter for shooting Smith's wife, and prosecutors had charged him with second-degree murder, but jurors found him guilty of the lesser charges. I guess they deliberated for 5 hours before they reached the verdict. And what happened was, Smith and Hayes were both behind the wheel when they first crossed paths in April, blocks away from an apparent fender bender. The two guys were arguing on a New Orleans street, and then it wasn't long before the shots were fired. Hayes' attorney argued he wasn't the aggressor, but the victim of a hit and run. And this got huge national attention, of course. The wife said, you didn't have to do that to me. You didn't have to shoot me. I thank God I'm still with my baby. So he faces a minimum of 20 years in prison. He's trying to say he acted in self-defense, and that's why that happened. But apparently they weren't buying that. And, a traffic dispute, it's just scary that escalated into it. And, you know, then you say to yourself, are you kidding? Was it worth it? Of course it was not worth it. What sets you off in your brain that you would do that and destroy how many lives? Because remember, it's not just a couple of lives. It's every life related to that. And you're talking about a lot of lives that were destroyed because of a traffic incident. Let me say that again, because of a traffic incident. Oh, my gosh. Just absolutely crazy. All right, let's jump to some more numbers. And, a lot of these numbers have been negative numbers. Let's give you something positive. How about this? Do you like awards? Or maybe, I don't care about awards. But you do watch some shows, and if you think the show is good, it's kind of cool to see it get nominated for an award, right? So there's a movie called La La Land, got 7 Golden Globe nominations, and it includes Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor. Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone are in that movie. It's about a pair of aspiring performers who fall in love in Los Angeles. Oh, that never happens, does it? Okay, also, on the TV side, The People vs. O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story, got 5 nominations, including Best Limited Series or TV Movie. Also, Westworld, 14 nominations. That's kind of a cool show. I've seen little bits and pieces of it. I'm a big Game of Thrones person, so that for a series, that's in that series category, so that came up pretty big too, but it always does. And then Meryl Streep gets the biggest award in Hollywood, one of the big awards, is going to get a Cecil B. DeMille Award for Lifetime Achievement in Film, and she's been working for over 40 years, and of course she's a trailblazer. They talk about it. They say that she shatters, and it's true, gender and age barriers. And the awards are voted on by members of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. It's made up of journalists from around the world who cover the entertainment industry. And, you know, when you turn the page on a year, that means time for awards, like the Super Bowl, like awards in sports, or the start of the NASCAR season, so the start of many things in the sports world, too. And this is going to be hosted by a guy who I think is pretty funny, Jimmy Fallon, on January 8th. That's a wrap, as they say, for numbers in this version of We Can Count.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. ListenClear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. ListenClear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Morning breaks, you'll creep back to the attic, peering out the tiny light with avid eyes, hoping that someday you'll let it go.
Such a pleasure to bring onto the show Clinic Forensic Psychologist Dr. John Huber. You know, we talk about how we don't talk about mental illness enough in the United States, and finally we're starting to do that more. And on this show, anything I can do to shed a light on any aspect of it, I absolutely am available to do that, and I've told many, many people that. And today we're going to talk about anxiety, irritability, and the fact that that might be one of the first warning signs of depression in kids. Doc, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, Kate, thanks for having me on. I'm glad that you're doing this. This is what we need.
So talk about that. Why is that one of the first warning signs, and how can you tell?
Well, kids in general, you know, they can understand everything we say, but they're learning how to talk still. They don't have the kind of vocabulary that we have, and they don't understand their emotions, so it comes out in agitation. They know they don't feel right, so they pester other people and stimulate confrontation. And a lot of times it even shows up like they have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
Wow. So you have to, as a doctor, you have to try to differentiate between that. That's got to be tough sometimes, because there must be some similarities.
Oh, definitely similarities. You know, we're always looking for that irritability with depression anyhow, even in adults. But when kids can't vocalize what's going on, it's really hard.
So as a doctor, what do you do to try to pull that out of kids?
Well, you know, a lot of it has to do with the age and developmental maturity of kids. When I'm doing therapy with kids, if you walked in, you might be surprised to find me on the ground coloring on the floor with my patients and playing blocks and Lincoln Logs and trying to get them to express themselves in ways that is easier for them to do that.
Yeah, and that's a tried and true kind of therapy, isn't it?
Definitely, definitely. It's why when you're looking for a therapist for a child for this situation, you need to find somebody who actually has training and experience working with kids and adolescents.
So how can you tell, what are some of the warning signs that you might have a child at any age level that might be depressed?
Probably the big three are changes in sleep, changes in their appetite, and then that social withdrawal. They're just not playing with the friends they normally play with, or they isolate themselves completely.
Wow. So social withdrawal, changes in sleep, changes in appetite, definitely warning signs. What are some of the reasons why kids typically get depressed? Is it peer pressure? Is it something that's chemical? Is it a combination?
It's a combination. The same types of things that get adults depressed work with kids, too, only on their kind of a world. I mean, you have a young 5-6-year-old child, and their universe is the kitchen, the living room, and their bedroom. And all of a sudden, you put them in the daycare or school, and now they've geometrically increased their world. And little things can cause stressors for them at that point that can overwhelm them.
Yeah, so what are some of the little things? Changes in the environment, because all of a sudden their world, like you mentioned, was the home, and now, boom, they're catapulted into a daycare where they've got other kids around them, activity, and having to try to meld into that and waiting to be picked up and whatnot.
Well, yes, and then they find their friend, and, you know, it's maybe their first friend outside of family, and all of a sudden a new player comes in, another child comes in, and he's having to share time or she's having to share time with that person. And it's like, wait, they don't like me anymore. Why do they have to have another friend? And they're not developmentally mature enough to comprehend that situation as adults are, or even adolescents in some level.
Yeah, makes sense. We're speaking with Dr. John Huber. He is a professor and teaches undergraduate and graduate psychology at Texas State University. So if a parent's in this situation, how can they help their kids who feel sad or seem like they're always sad?
Well, communication. That's the first step. Put your cell phone down, put the iPad down, get them off the iPad, get them off their cell phone, you know, if they've got one, and talk to them and start a conversation with them and find out what they're thinking and feeling as best they can express it.
Yeah, you're the chairman also, by the way, it's worth telling everybody this for sure, for Mainstream Mental Health, which is a nonprofit that brings positive change to the lives, that's the goal, to lives of people who suffer from mental health issues. So what are some of the things that you've been able to do with Mainstream Mental Health?
Well, right now we're doing a lot of education and trying to get people to address the fact that every one of us has to deal with mental health issues at some point, whether it's ourselves or a family member. Looking at the U.S. data from the U.S. government, 1 in 5 of us meets the criteria for some sort of diagnosis. Unfortunately, only about 1 in 4 of those individuals actually get help. So we have to deal with it every day at work, when our families get together at holidays, and if we don't talk about it, we're not going to be able to deal with it successfully.
Yeah, and you heard me mention that at the top. I can't do enough to shine a light on that because I see that, as you say, 1 in 5, and then maybe 1 in 4 get help. That is a staggering statistic, I have to tell you that, Doc. And why probably people don't get help is because maybe they don't have access, they don't know who to reach out to, they don't think they can afford it, or they don't want people to know. The not wanting people to know, I would think, would have to be pretty high on some people's lists.
Definitely, definitely the stigma associated with that. But what we need to realize is, you know, this is considered, you know, part of your health care records and stuff, so they're not going to actually know unless you come out and tell people. It's between you and your caretakers, your physicians, your psychologists, and your therapist and your family. So we should treat it like we would getting pneumonia or the cold.
I totally agree. And it seems to ratchet up, and I'm sure for kids as well, because that's where we started. When you talk about children and anxiety and irritability and all of that, it has to, I would assume, get maybe worse over the holidays. Does it?
Yes. I mean, think about it. You're getting ready to immerse yourself in the people who know you the best. And if you've got a sibling or a cousin who likes to tease you about something, they know all the right words. They know all the right buttons. And so it's not always a good thing to take a break from the school stressors or those social stressors that we have to deal with on a normal everyday situation.
Yeah, boy. I think it's wonderful what you're doing. Keep it up for sure. Dr. John Huber, again, trying to really raise an awareness, and check out mainstreammentalhealth.org. Thanks for being with us on America Tonight.
Thank you very much. I really do appreciate that, Kate.
Wow, so I think it's good. I think it's important. I really mean this. I've seen this with people I know. I have several friends who have come to me and have been dealing with something that they haven't told very many people about. And I think it's good to reach out to the people around you, like when you're not feeling right, and tell them, let them know, so that you can get help. And it's not a persistent thing that's gnawing away at you and eating at you and, you know, causing you problems. I'm very happy to say that we're starting to talk about this more, and I think it's super important, especially, you know, here we were talking a lot about kids and what were the warning signs, and it makes sense. All of a sudden you're in one place and you're foisted into school, and I can't even think back. I'm thinking back to what it was like when you, and many of you remember this, when you first went to school, and you could say, well, buck it up, but it's so different now. And I think the ability to see those signs and to help a child or grandchild or whoever it might be, it's so vital when they're younger. Because if you can nip this and work on it when somebody's younger, imagine how much healthier they would be as adults. And that's part of the problem, because of that what happens to you as you're young, what forms, what goes on when your children in those key years, 1 through really 6, and how you pull that into adulthood. So imagine if you're suffering from something like depression, and you're young, and very young, and you have high anxiety, and you have high irritability, but people slough it off as kids will be kids, and that's the way it is, and they're not paying attention to those signs. I think if you could pay attention to those signs at the younger age and have the ability to treat that, again, I'll say that, I think it makes the leap into adulthood a little bit different than when it goes unnoticed and kind of flies under the radar, if you will. So hopefully a lot of people were able to get something out of that. Go to mainstreammentalhealth.org.
100% grass-fed beef for your health. When comparing to commercial raised, they offer more good fats while cutting the bad. Antioxidant-rich, including vitamin E and C, plus beta-carotene. Free of added hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all of your fresh, non-cooked products, the only ingredient is 100% grass-fed beef. Go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to receive 30% off your order. Go to MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.